Thanks for tuning into Conversations About Meaningful Things, the podcast where we dig into life, faith, and all the important questions. In a world that can feel isolating sometimes, we want to encourage you that you're not alone, that God loves you and isn't afraid of your questions. And that's the purpose of this podcast. In our time together, you can expect real talk, genuine interviews, and probably a few laughs along the way. Our hope is as you connect, you feel seen, loved, and encouraged as you take steps in your faith journey. So settle in and let's dive into the conversation. We're so happy to have you along.
Hello, welcome back to Conversations About Meaningful Things. So glad that you decided to sit in on the conversation. My name is Steve, and we're just glad to have you here across the table. A lot of times we say around the table, but now we're across because we've got something special happening today. But across the table from me,
very specific order,
is Brian.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Hi, good Brian. Morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is that you're listening to this. Glad that you guys are here. Now around the table, also to my right, as the last one that we just recorded.
Alex is always on your right, I think.
Yes, it's my right-hand man.
Yes.
Alex, how's it going,
hey
Alex?
Hey, guys. Good. Doing well.
He's my left-hand man.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I feel like an indentured servant sitting here. Oh, man. It's good to see you guys. I'm really excited about today's episode. Anytime we have an opportunity to share stories about how God has impacted our lives and hear other people's stories on how they have just seen God work in their life. We're going to have one of those today. So I'm really excited. We have Stephanie Riley with us today. Hey, Steph.
Hello.
Hey, Steph.
Good to see you. So Stephanie, as you may know, all of us work at a church together. Stephanie is also a staff member here at our church. And so what we're talking about today specifically is those moments in life where you sense God is calling you maybe to step out into something new. Maybe he's put a dream in your heart. Maybe that is career related. Maybe that's a venture or something that you've maybe had sensed God moving in your heart to do. But there's that kind of freaky moment where it's, I have to step out in a little bit of faith here. And that nerve-wracking feeling of, but what if this doesn't work out? What if I'm letting go of maybe some security? Or what if this completely bombs? What if I'm not hearing the voice of God and I don't know what's going to happen next? That kind of stepping out in faith moment. And Steph has got a really, really cool story on that, kind of living out in her own life. And so we've invited her to come on today, and we're going to talk about that today. What do you do in those moments? So welcome, Steph.
Yeah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit. So I don't want to give away your story, but talk to our listeners about what was that stepping out in faith moment for you? What did that look like?
There was a lot of them, actually. There was moments where people were telling me to step out in faith and not wanting to trust what they were saying, even though they were those people that I trusted in my life, those, you know, spiritual beacons that always kind of guided me. And then as I grew in my own spiritual walk, there were those moments where I was like, oh, yep. Hey, God. Yeah. I love those moments when you're sitting in church and, you know, pastor says, I'm not speaking to anybody directly. However, if you feel like this is directed towards you, like they started happening a lot, like for a month and a half straight. I was like, okay, I get it.
So if we can pause there for a moment. So you are specifically talking about God was impressing on your heart something specific, correct? On where he wanted you to be, and what was that exactly?
Being involved in ministry more than just, you know, on a Sunday morning or being involved with youth group. There was more. He wanted more. It was like fully dedicating yourself to this. And I was like, oh, okay. There's bills to be paid. That's cool. Maybe you don't know what ministry pays God, but that doesn't pay the bills.
Yeah.
But yeah, just questioning the whole process, like feeling the calling, feeling the need to be there, but questioning everything, whether it was the finances or the qualifications to be able to do anything in ministry. I was like, I'm good. I can help with worship on Sundays. I can help with youth group, but I'm not qualified to do anything else than that.
Right. You were feeling very much the what we see often in the Bible, God calling on somebody and they saying, no, not me.
No, pick not. Somebody else, Lord.
You, right. You got the wrong one.
I was like, I have a speech impediment. Like,
Right.
I am Moses. No. Yeah.
So where, Steph, where were you in life when this was happening? What were you doing? What were you with your family, with your job, all that stuff?
It started when I was a teenager. People okay. telling me that I was being called into ministry. Mm-hmm. Nobody at 19 wants to be told that. I mean, maybe some people do. I did not. I was right. like, that's cool. Moving out of my mom and dad's house. I'm going to go to college. I wasn't allowed to date till I was 18, so I'm going to see what that's all about.
Sure.
So there was all that. But then once I got married and like we found a church mm-hmm. and we're getting more involved in it, I was like, oh, there's yeah. that nagging feeling again. Mm. Dang it. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
There was, you know, a series of sermons that I was like, all right, maybe I'm supposed to do something. And from the time I was in sixth grade until I moved out of my parents' house, I had been involved with worship in some way, mm-hmm. shape, or form, or helping out with children's church. I was like, all right, maybe I'm just supposed to not be only coming on Sundays. Hmm. So it was, all right, I'll get involved back with worship. I like singing. Who doesn't like singing? And mm-hmm. that was fine for a couple months. And then the sermon series came back around and I was like, man, all right, you want more. Let me see if I can get involved with youth group. Who doesn't like going to Kingdom Bound? Let's do that. Mm-hmm. And all those things were great. And I was loving all of it, but it wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was showing up in my devos, like to trust him to yeah. provide everything that, you know, I'm calling you to do something. It's bigger than what you're imagining for yourself. And I was like,
yeah.
okay, but how mm-hmm. is this supposed to happen? I don't know if anybody remembers 2020. he showed me how.
Yeah.
You know, my husband and I were both working at the time, and then yeah. everything shut down, and mm-hmm. someone had to stay home with the kids.
Yeah.
And it was me. I stayed home with our kids. My paycheck was smaller, so that made more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go back to work once the kids went back. We had found a way to make the bills work. And I was like, all right. If we can make the bills work, maybe this nagging feeling I've had for a few years, maybe it's mm-hmm. maybe it's something more. Then it was just questioning the, well, I'm not qualified to do anything. What else can I do?
Yeah.
A few years prior to that, we had had an intern here at the church that I had worked closely with. And I was like, oh, this is really fun. But I'm in my 30s now.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to hire an intern in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Don't question those things.
Yeah.
They will. And it was an opportunity for me to kind of step out in faith, but only by dipping my toe in the water. I didn't have to fully jump in.
Sure.
Because I'm very much a, let's just test the waters. Yeah. It might be too cold.
Yeah.
Which is really one of the objectives of internships, no matter what age you are, it'll give yeah. you that opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And that whole mentality of, well, I'm too old, or if I go back to school now, I'm going to be so much older when I get out. And it's like, right, but you're going to age no matter what.
Right.
So you might as well step in.
Yeah.
So it was, you said sixth grade was about, or no, you were involved since sixth grade. It was yeah. since you were,
when I was a junior in high school is when my youth pastor sat
yeah.
me and two other kids from our youth mm-hmm. group down and was like, hey, I've been praying about this. And I just want you guys to know that God's really impressing upon mm-hmm. me to tell you guys that you're supposed to be involved in ministry.
Yeah.
One of them is a worship director. One of them is a pastor. And now I finally decided to go. Step out into it. So I guess maybe he was listening.
<There you go.
laughs> So that was you were young.
Yeah.
Many years went by. You said, I'm not answering that call yet. So a bunch of years, life happens. You get married, you have kids. It was several years ago now that you started feeling that call again here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say, like 6-7 years ago? We don't need to know exactly, but
something like that.
Yeah.
It was pre-COVID, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you started doing those small steps of, okay, fine. I still remember when you started doing worship with our last worship director
yeah.
being like, oh, great. We have somebody who can do harmonies.
Yeah.
That sounds very nice, which yeah. is great. And so you were taking those really small steps one after another. You were just getting into, you started doing, started interning. So you started doing a worship internship here. So then how did that go?
That was intimidating. Someone who enjoys music, who knows some music but didn't go to school for it, reads their Bible almost as much as you should, but let's be honest, I was not the most let me open my Bible every morning person. I struggled with that. I had kids. But I was like, I'm not qualified to do any of this, so I guess I'll see what happens. And I was constantly questioning the entire process.
Yeah.
And even through all of that, I was still learning how to do stuff. I was completely fine with just doing harmonies, and I was encouraged to step out, like, hey, why don't you lead this song? Hey, can you pray us out of the worship set? I'm like, I'm sorry, you want me to talk in front of people? Okay, cool. Hey, can you intro this worship set? You know, and it was these little things that got me more and more comfortable, and just praying about the things like, oh, hey, can you read a scripture before this song? And I was like, well, what scripture do you want me to read? Whichever one God's leading you to.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Let me find that.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned a couple times qualifications. I don't feel qualified. And I think that's not an uncommon thought or feeling for people. And when we look at that with a broader lens, we can see in scripture quite often, God called people that we would, if we were to look at their resume, so to speak, we would go, I'm probably not qualified. Right. And there's that old saying, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. Mm-hmm. And so just what you're describing, I think, how does God qualify the called then? It's as they take those steps of process and where God's leading. And, you know, it's cool to see that, that play out in your life and your experience. You know, you mentioned that we're all on staff together. Yeah. And for three of us, we're here because of the staff position, right? Mm-hmm. We all came to this church because of that staff position. Mm-hmm. But Stephanie's avenue was a little bit different. She was part of the church and now stepping into that role. So it's, you know, there's no one set thing that it has to be. I think that's one of the things I want to make sure we realize from Steph's story, that how God moves and uses and calls and qualifies doesn't, there's no cookie cutter for that. And your story just illustrates that perfectly.
Yeah.
I know towards the end of the internship, I gave a message to youth group about spiritual gifts. Mm. And it was kind of one of those eye-opener moments for me. I was like, oh, hang on. There's more than the couple of spiritual gifts that I'm thinking of. There's a lot more, and they're used differently in the church than I was thinking. And when I was going through that, it kind of came back to, I think it was 12 or 13 when my mom and dad had given me a new Bible after I had gotten baptized, and they were like, hey, we highlighted a verse for you. This is the verse that we feel like this is your life verse, the verse that God's going to use throughout your life. And I was like, yeah, okay. What 12-year-old understands that? And it was really important to them that I memorized it. And it was Proverbs 3:5-6. And I went through and I memorized it, and I could quote it anytime anybody asked. But it wasn't honestly until going through that internship that I actually stopped and focused on it, because it says to trust in God and to not trust on myself. But I was trusting myself the whole time. Like, I had to have known better than God's plan. And because of that, my whole path was zigzagged and didn't make any sense. And, you know, once I was willing to let go of it and to fully trust in him, like, he makes it straight. Like, hey, yes, I'm calling you into ministry. Yeah, you don't feel qualified for this because that's not what I'm calling you to do.
Yeah.
May I intro you to this? I'm like, oh, that's, okay.
That's so good, Steph. And I love what you shared there, because I think that's so many of our stories, is we get locked into this. I think for me, and maybe it's the same for you, for me, it always ends up being a control thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel out of control, and that is scary, and forgetting that God's in the mix in those moments. But you said something else I want to circle back to. You talked about, like, your past and the journey sort of being zigzag. I think what's really cool about God is that our stories, it's how we got here. It's like, there are so many moments, whether we made some mistakes or maybe we were avoiding things and, you know, we did the zigzag because of that. I think God uses those moments still. I'm just curious because, you know, thinking about that person that's going, I want to do this, but I feel like I'm too old, I'm unqualified, or I don't know what to do next. Talk to that person, or maybe can you think about a moment in your story looking back of going, I was in a place that maybe I didn't want to be, but God was teaching me something there. Like, are there some lessons that you feel like you learned or that God was teaching you in those spaces of maybe kind of running from that calling?
I think there's plenty. Like, there was jobs and stuff that I had before that I enjoyed for a time. There was always little areas of my life that I enjoyed working in for a time. But there was always this period of time where I would get like discouraged about everything, you know, and everyone's like, oh, well, you always are going to have bad days at work. Well, yeah, you can have bad days at work, but this was like, what am I doing here? I'm not supposed to be here. It started in college. I couldn't pick a major because none of them felt right. Because they weren't, you know, then it was, well, let me try this career and this career and this career. None of them were working because they weren't right, you know, and it was, if you're feeling God's calling you towards one thing and you're running from the other, he's not going to force you to do it. Like, we have free will, but it doesn't mean he's not going to help you keep circling back around to it. Mm-hmm. You know, if we look at the Old Testament, we see the Israelites, like, they're next to God and they fall away and they keep coming back. They followed the circle. Why wouldn't we?
Right.
So that's just because you said no once doesn't mean it's no forever. You can tell God, okay, yeah, I'm ready now. And let go of the steering wheel, you know?
Yeah.
Let him drive.
Yep. And I think the beautiful thing in that is God uses even those wilderness experiences. You use like the Israelite example, like they wandered. but you see in that story, like he was still faithful and he didn't abandon them even when they were circling the desert.
Yeah.
He doesn't abandon us either.
No. And there's still work that gets done in those moments. Yeah. Right. You know, we see desert experiences actually quite a bit in scripture.
Yeah.
And those are never wasted opportunities, right, even if they're not, you know, where we originally thought we'd end up.
Yeah.
God still uses them and uses them to propel us forward too.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is it like, Steph, now sort of having some hindsight and looking back over the past several years of this journey? I got to kind of come in the picture, you know, in the last year and see even some more cool stuff happen as you've come on, as staff, as a ministry assistant, and, that is your title, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Our titles flux correct. Sometimes, which essentially means she makes all of our ministries work better. Like, she is the behind the scenes magician that's
yes,
making all of us just succeed. I just think it's beautiful to like look back. So what are some things that you feel like God has been maybe showing you in this season right now of sort of, you're living in it right now. What has that been like?
That none of it was really a waste. I didn't choose to follow the path at 19, but even through all of those different, you know, let me try this in school, let me try this in school, or let me try this job.
Yeah.
All of those things taught me little skills that are useful now. Like, if I didn't become a supervisor in this job, I never would have learned how to, you know, formulate Excel spreadsheets like this. Spreadsheets are life, you know?
And life-giving.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all those little things that, like, yeah, I didn't follow the path right away, but all of those lessons that I learned were important.
Yeah.
That God didn't completely abandon me in that time. He was teaching me the skills that he needed me to use during that time. And he was like, hey, it's okay. I still have a plan and a purpose, and you're still going to fulfill it.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we might look at that zigzag or the path and go, oh, I missed a turn back there. And the cool thing with God is, although there may not be a path backwards, there's always a path forward, right? Because there's always the plans he has for us and the goals and the opportunities. And if we miss a turn back there, the best thing to do is focus on what's the path forward, not the one backwards. And So whether, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, Steph, but if, you know, if you look back and go, you know, the zigzag, maybe I missed a turn, maybe I didn't, but God always had a path forward for you. And, and he does for you too, if you're listening, that don't think that he doesn't, because he does.
Yeah, don't question him. He's the better GPS. He'll absolutely recalculate.
Yeah, the best. He is the best at it. Just to really highlight the whole timeline. So interned a bit with youth and worship. Then, Steph, you interned just with youth. Then you were still around helping a bunch. Then our worship director, his wife, they or he was hired on as a worship director at a different church, so they moved. So then you were brought on as our helper person for the interim, which was not just a couple months like we thought. It was
a very long learning process.
Yes. But you were very helpful in all of that. And then Alex, you came on around October of last year, right?
Yeah, September.
Yeah,
September.
End of August, yeah.
So then, Steph, you were asked to kind of help with that transition of everything. And then once we felt Alex was good to go, then all collectively as staff and elders and everyone was like, okay, but we don't want to like let go of Steph because she's been very helpful. And yeah, you became that ministry assistant position. You brought up the spiritual gift stuff. And I also remember when you did that talk at youth group, and actually really talking with you about like the gift of administration, of getting things organized, of that behind the scenes. When people feel called to ministry, they think I have to be up on a platform public speaking every Sunday. That's the only role. Mm. And absolutely not. Right? Clearly. That's what you found.
There was multiple things I learned in that. The gift of speaking definitely was not given to me. It was a bumbling mess. But no, it was like, oh, that constant desire to help people in the background and just make sure that their thing works. That's a gift. Like, yeah. Cool. Yeah,
absolutely.
I kind of think of, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I kind of think of Steph as sort of like the Swiss Army knife of our staff. Like,
yeah,
lots of different things that you do and can do that are useful in lots of different situations. So someone asked me that one time, and I first thought junk drawer of the kitchen, but I'm like, no, that's
one
not
might
good.
Be a little,
that's not good. So she's sort of the utility player, the Swiss Army knife, who as you said, tries to make a lot of things go much better. And I think you are effective at that, by the way. So
thank you.
Yeah. And you only found that by stepping out in faith. So for anyone listening that is like, man, like maybe you, like Steph, you had a mentor in the past that said, hey, I feel like God is calling you to maybe ministry, maybe something else, but calling you to something. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, how is that even possible with my abilities and my skill set? We've already touched on it's not about your ability, it's about your availability. Mm-hmm. But really that like he can use you. You're not the one coming up with the job description. He has it. He knows how you're going to fill that.
Absolutely. I think the biggest part of this was finally saying yes and being willing to step out in faith.
Yeah.
I thought that I was being called into worship ministry or into youth ministry. And it's not that I'm not involved in those things anymore, mm-hmm. but it wasn't that I was being called into the position I thought I was. Mm-hmm. It is that administrative role, but hey, you also have the ability to still do those things. You still have those connections. And if it weren't for the point of being willing to step out in faith and be like, okay, fine, let's give this a whirl. Yeah. I never would have found that. I would have still been like, all right, I'm supposed to be doing something in ministry, but I have no idea. So let me keep working all these jobs I don't like.
Yeah. And keep in mind, refinement happens as we take those steps.
Yeah.
That's the only way it happens. When we take steps of faith, we follow that leading and then refinement happens. And that still happens for someone who's just trying to dip their toe in the water, or those of us who've been around the block a few times, that refinement is still happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And for our listeners, don't hear what we're not saying. We're not saying that the only way to please God or to follow God's will is to be in vocational ministry.
Yes, correct.
what I hope you hear in Steph's story is God has wired every single one of us. We're made in his image to live out the design that he's made us with. He's given each one of us specific gifts and talents and abilities to serve the kingdom. I just wanted to read this out of Ephesians 2:10. I was just thinking about this the other day. Paul shares that we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That this really cool picture that each one of us has been designed uniquely by him. We don't have to run from that. And I'm just curious, Steph, if you could just encourage that person that's maybe going, I really feel strongly that God has wired me up this way. I'm just scared to take that leap, whether it's maybe it's ministry, maybe it's I feel like I need to change career paths. And that is so, so scary to me. How would you encourage that person?
Obviously, like, find your group of people, pray on it. But also remember that God's not going to lead you into disaster.
Yeah.
If it's his plan, he's going to provide a way for it.
Yeah.
Don't question his plan. You can question your plan. There's probably lots of questions in that. But if it's truly his will, if you're willing to start making the steps to follow that path, he's going to keep opening the doors.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with me. Like, I was choosing to jump through windows when he had a wide open door,
Yeah. That's awesome. He's like, you'll come back around.
Right.
Very prodigal son.
Yeah.
Image I see of God just saying, I'll be here on the porch.
Yeah.
Go do your thing. I'll be here.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. We've kind of touched on a couple of things when we think about calling, and that, as you said, Alex, it may be vocational, but it doesn't, I think there's a lot more callings that are not vocational than there are.
Yeah,
and so, but your story, Stephanie, highlights a couple of things. How do we recognize God's calling in our lives? And I think one, if I'm going to be alliterative for a second, one is our own conscience. Like, what's God doing in us? What do we feel like is happening? Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned counsel, which is, your youth pastor way back in the day, and then, ongoing ways that God continued to confirm that with you. And then I think the third C would be circumstances. What are the opportunities that are in front of you? So things like the internships or joining the youth ministry team, things like that. And so, if you're listening, maybe kind of look around a little bit, take some stock in what is my own heart telling me in my relationship with God, and what's the input of those around me that I trust their wisdom, and what are the opportunities? What are the circumstances? And I think those might be very helpful for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about serving, one of these episodes and talked about what abilities do you have? What do you enjoy doing? And then how can that be used to further God's kingdom, to help others? How can you utilize that?
Yeah.
I just wanted to end with one, phrase that I like to say to the youth from time to time is that if God didn't want you to answer, then he wouldn't be calling. So if he's calling you, it's time to pick up that phone and actually respond.
Yeah. Absolutely. Steph, it's been great to have you in the conversation today. I appreciate you making the time to do this.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for coming along. And if you have any comments, maybe you are where Steph was years ago, and you're like, I feel this pull to something, but I don't know what my next step is. We'd encourage you to talk with somebody that you trust, or you can email us at podcast@victorchurch.org. We'd love to start a conversation with you there and encourage you, give you some resources. But we're so glad that you joined us today, and we'll see you on the next one.
Have a great day.